is TechStrong TV.
Welcome to TechStrong TV. I'm Bonnie Schneider. Today we'll be exploring the impact of digital transformation on PLM and how new technologies like the Internet of Things and AI are shaping the future of the tech industry. Joining me now is Oleg Shilovitsky, the co-founder and CEO of OpenBOM, a digital network platform that manages product data and connects manufacturers with supply chain networks. With extensive experience in engineering, manufacturing, and software, Oleg is an expert on the future of product lifecycle management in the manufacturing industry. Oleg, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you, and thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Well, for those of us who may not be familiar, can you please explain what the product lifecycle management or PLM is and why it's important for the manufacturing industry?
Yes, thank you. That's a great question. Product lifecycle management was around for the last 20 years, and it was shaped to provide support and manage information about product over its life cycle. And I know it's a little bit product life cycle over its life cycle, but let me explain. It is about how you manage information about product through its life cycle. So you have design cycle, you have engineering, manufacturing, sales, maintenance, all these stages of the product development, and then later user are producing a lot of data, producing a lot of information requires coordination of people. So PLM is taking the overarching approach is how to address all this information management and how to coordinate between all these people that involved in the designing of products, manufacturing of products, and then later usage of products.
A lot of our audience are people that work in technology, so they may be interested in knowing some of the challenges that you faced, especially when implementing digital transformation strategies.
Yeah, you see, the biggest thing in manufacturing and transformation of manufacturing, that it is moving from the old fashion legacy approaches, where the company was doing everything by itself, into more connected approaches, where the companies are not by themselves. Like if you go back in the old Ford Motors factory that was doing everything from glass and rubber to the cars, today, if you manufacture complex products like automobiles or airplanes or even very smaller high-tech devices, there are involvement of many companies. It's the entire value chain starts from the manufacturer of components, contractor, supplier. So the entire system is interconnected. And this is where the challenges for many manufacturing companies are coming, because the entire network needs to be controlled, managed, and the companies needs to be connected, and companies needs to assess risks and also coordinate their work. That's the entire mechanisms that needs to be managed. And that's the challenge, because it's the complex environment that requires coordination and information control.
How can PLM help address these challenges and improve operational efficiency?
Yeah, that's a great point, because what PLM brings to manufacturing companies, it brings the entire information model about how to focus and manage product information and all related pieces of data. It's like the foundation of this is the information about product, what it includes, how it's made, who is involved in making this product, what components needs to be purchased, what components needs to be manufactured. So it's all together provide the entire lifecycle model of this information management. And it sounds like simple thing, but it's really, really very complex. Let me give you just one example. So when you design a car with all components and all configurations, that would be one perspective on the car. So the design. And then you build those cars, and on the assembly line, you might have 25 different configurations of the car. And you need to deliver a particular components to the assembly line. Then let's go move forward. A company is selling this car and you're driving this car. And then the company wants to deliver a new feature to your car, which is a very common use case these days. And when you deliver this feature to your car, it needs to be delivered to your particular car based on the particular configuration of your car, based on the particular plan that you have in this car. So it's a lot of complexities involved into just one use case of making cars, which is a highly sophisticated product. Now, if you go to more complex products like airplanes, defense systems, it's become even more complex. But I have also great news for developers of the different high-tech devices, those and many other products. It's everything that we want to deliver today. It's highly configurable because we want to be able to go to website, configure the product the way you want, and make it deliver it. Just think about how many chains of information needs to be engaged in order to deliver this information and build a product exactly based on your requirements. So it's a highly sophisticated environment, and PLM brings the informational foundation for these companies.
What are some of the benefits of improved collaboration and information sharing across departments, and how can PLM facilitate this?
You see, in the past, the work was done first in design. So engineers were sitting together, making great design, and then there was a concept of drawing over the wall of manufacturing. So the engineers were drawing these drawings to the manufacturing people and saying, "Now build it." So that was the good old days. And then manufacturing people, by the way, saying everything that you design cannot be made, so we make it differently. So what today is impossible because there are many reasons why companies need to work together in collaborative fashion. So I'll just give you three. First, complexity of the products is skyrocketing. Today, every product is a combination of mechanical, electromechanical, electronics, and software components. So the people need to collaborate to make it together because there are different engineers involved in this work. And then you need to make it. So you need to engage with contractors. You need to engage with suppliers. So it's another element of collaboration. And then if you, for example, make products that requires maintenance, you have maintenance facilities and maintenance companies that are doing this work. So think about how many interdisciplinary communications in a variety of forms, also in the design, also in the life cycle stages, and also in geography, because companies located everywhere. So it's all of this, it all needs to be connected together, collaborating together, because these days no one wants to wait. We want information right here, right now. So that's how it all requires collaboration. And this is how PLM that brings this collaboration to this environment, it's actually providing huge benefits to companies.
What about the cost? How does it reduce costs?
Well, let's start from simply saying that I didn't see a single company, manufacturing company, that is not interested in cost. So cost is obviously one of the immediate questions because we are all in business. Now, the management of all information and pieces of information together actually can help you to get visibility on cost, which is by itself very hard to manage. You can come to a company and you can ask them, tell me about the important elements of the cost breakdown. It's usually the information that doesn't sit in the single person. It's usually the information that involved coordination of multiple people. And again, coming back to the question of the information management and collaboration to bring this information together, getting the enterprise cost assessment is not a simple task that can be done by a single person. It requires coordination of people and information together. So it's eventually has an impact on cost analysis.
Can you talk a little bit about OpenBOM specifically of what it is that the services that you're providing and how you're helping manufacturers manage this data?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, when we started OpenBOM, our vision was to provide a platform that can help to manufacturing companies, engineers, their contractors, and suppliers to work together. So this is the big problem that we have seen in the industry is that companies are turning into networks and working as networks, but all legacy products were developed for a single company. So when you have a product that developed for a single company that need to operate as a network, obviously it doesn't work. So, and that's where the gap in the industry is that the companies are becoming more efficient and want to become more efficient as a networks and coordination But the products and technologies and PLM industry, the legacy technologies, were developed like 20, 25 years ago. So the opportunity for us in OpenBOM was to bring a new platform that capable to manage data and work as a network platform. So capable to help companies to manage information also individually, but also coordinate together. So that's the biggest advantage of OpenBOM, is to be able, like it's called multi-tenant data management. So we allow the different companies to manage their information, also coordinate and share data together. So that was the vision of OpenBOM. And the second big vision of OpenBOM is that when we're dealing with a lot of information, everyone today is trying to become more intelligent with the information. So you think how to make a right decision based on data. You know, in our everyday life, we're getting a lot of intelligence out of simple usage of application. Let's just make a super simple example. I go to supermarket, pull my Amazon application. Instead of buying something from the shelf, I am ordering on Amazon in the place. So that's a simple decision. Like we drive and we make a lot of decisions when we're driving with our navigation tools. Like that's all intelligent data delivered to us in the easy way to make the right decisions. So what we see as a vision of OpenBOM in manufacturing business is that we would like to help manufacturing companies based on the data that they have make right decision. It's very easy to say, it's very complex to implement because it requires a lot of transformation in the industry. But what is happening now, and we clearly see it in our business, that companies are transforming and switching from thinking about application to thinking about data. So data is becoming more important for companies rather than application, because the data stay longer, it provides more value. And you know, today data is used with one application and tomorrow data is used with another application. So that's companies understanding, and this is where the transformation has taken us.
Oleg Shilovitsky, the co-founder and CEO of OpenBOM, thank you so much for joining us on TechStrong TV. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much. Great questions. I enjoyed. Thank you for having me, and look forward to stay in touch.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, stay with us on TechStrong TV. We'll have a lot more coming up.